This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. الحمد لله الحمد لله العظيم الخبير المتعالي الحمد لله الذي لا تحجبه ظلمات الليالي الحمد لله الذي أرسل الجبال العوالي سبحانه من إله عظيم يغفر الذنوب ولا يبالي لا إله إلا الله بها نحيا وبها نموت وبها نلقى الله وبها نوالي وأشهد أن عظيمنا وقدوتنا ومولانا قرة عيني محمد ابن عبد الله عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين اللهم فجزه عنا خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته أما بعد. My beloved brethren, most respected elders, mothers and sisters, Ramadan the Academy. In our world, in the human world, when a young individual and a young person opts to go to an institution to learn and get qualified, to get an education and graduate, he does it with certain incentives in mind. And those incentives are that I will graduate with these competencies. At the end of this, I will have these skills. These skills will lead to these jobs. These jobs would lead to these rewards. These rewards would lead to these happinesses. Therefore, I am giving the talk today. Forgive my throat. It gave up on me towards the end of Ramadan. And to make matters worse, the mic system is not at its best. I figured I'd shift some of the blame on this, huh? So, the talk is Ramadan, the academy. We enter it, and Allah Rabbul Izzah says, "Kutiba alaykum al-siyam, kama kutiba al-ladina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon." You enter this academy to attain taqwa, to attain Allah consciousness. One of the outcomes of this academy, in Ramadan, you learn to become Allah conscious. Subhanallah. Look at this. The throat of the human thirsts. You want water, halal water, pure water, water that doesn't need any stamp or certification to establish that it is halal. That yet that pure halal water is haram for you. Why? Because Allah Rabbul Izzah said so. So you move towards it and you remember, my Lord said no. That makes the heart Allah aware and Allah conscious and Allah fearful and Allah obedient. And then the stomach hungers, so you go towards the fridge. Food is there, halal food, nice food, good food. Yet you say, no, Allah said no, Allah said no. Jalla subhanah, Allah said no. The heart remembers its Lord constantly and regularly at every step. The body lusts and desires. You have a halal spouse. No, Allah said no, Allah said no. Therefore, constantly, insistently, persistently, it is being drilled in that, listen, your Lord is watching. Listen, you're in obedience to your Lord. And for 30 days or 29 days, you persist in this. And then this is during the day, and at night you stand between the hands of your Lord in qiyam. Night after night, long sessions of prayer, so that the heart links to its master. The heart becomes aware of its master. The heart becomes obedient to its master. The heart listens and remembers its master. A whole 30 days of this passes, and at the end of it, you can't help but have become Allah conscious, Allah aware. Have a degree of taqwa in your hearts. And this is the outcome and the product of this month, taqwa. Taqwa of the Dhul Arsh al-Majid. A product of this month is sabr. You learn to be patient. Patient on following the commandments of Allah. Patient on avoiding the harams that Allah Rabbul Izzah has made prohibited. Patience against your shahawat. Patient against your desires. Patience against lying. Patient against hurting another Muslim. Patient against backbiting. So much so that you even lock up some of you, walillahi alhamdu wal minna, the boxes of shaitan that you call TV in your houses. Therefore, this is the month in which you learn patience in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzah. It is the month in which you feel the pain of the poor and the pain of the hungry. Those who are searching for crumbs of food, you who have your fridges full, for the first time in a year or in your lifetimes for that, you feel the pain of that poor person whose lips are bleeding dry, or dry to the extent that it has cracks in its bleeding because it can't find food. Look at what's happening around the world. Subhanallah. The ulama in Syria gave fatwa to the people of Syria that it is okay for you to eat cats and mice because you don't have enough food to eat. And you're sitting here, walillahi alhamdu wal minna, in abundant luxury. So you feel their pain. And then in this month and before the ending of this month, you give the zakat of fitr so that you can help those brothers in need. Now that you have learnt their pain, you associate, you mix with them, you extend a hand of help towards them, so that the murad is that on the day of Eid, no Muslim go hungry. Every Muslim, young and old, and so far as Ibn Abbas was concerned, even the infant in the womb of the mother, for him he used to give 3.5 kilograms of wheat or barley or dates. So in our country and on our time, even rice, 3.5 kilograms for every individual in the household, to the believers, to those who are in need, to those who are needy, to those who hunger, to those who thirst. So that on the day of Ja'izah, and on the day of celebration, and on the day of graduation, every Muslim go to bed happy and full, with a belly full of food, inshaAllah ta'ala. These are the competencies, these are the qualifications of Ramadan. But what does it lead to? What does this taqwa bring? What is the benefits of this taqwa? Listen, and I will race through it, inshaAllah. Qala ta'ala, wa'alamu anna Allaha ma'al muttaqeen. And understand that Allah is with the ones who have taqwa. Wal ma'iyyatu naw'an. And this is ma'iyya al-khas. And therefore, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, I am with you if you have taqwa. I will support you. I will honor you. I will protect you. I will defend you. I will exalt you. I will be there for you. Qala subhanahu wa qawla Allahi ta'ala haq. And Allah Rabbul Izzah says, He is your other reward. Wallahu yuhib, inna Allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen. Allah loves those who have taqwa. What is the love of Allah? Allah Rabbul Izzah calls Jibreel. Ya Jibreel, I love so and so. Love him. Jibreel alayhi salam, subhanallah. Dhi quwwatin 'inda dhil 'arsh makin muta'in thumma amin. That mighty Jibreel starts to love you pukey little human. Jibreel with one of his 600 wings lifted a whole city upside down. That mighty Jibreel, he starts to love you little human, little insignificant human. And then Jibreel alayhi salam comes out to the heavens, or inhabitants of the heavens, ya malaika, your Lord loves this person, love him. The heavens love you. And then the heavens call to the earth, or inhabitants of the earth, the inhabitants of the heavens love this person, love him. So Allah puts your love in the heart of every righteous, and we don't need the love of those who are not righteous. Walillahi alhamdu wal minna. This is the product, the benefits of taqwa. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, اسمع لقول الله تبارك وتعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah Rabbul Izzah, we will make his affairs easy. We will make his life easy. We will remove difficulties and obstacles from his way. You're having marriage problems, have taqwa, Allah will remove it. You're having court problems, have taqwa, Allah will remove it. You're having financial problems, Allah will remove it. Listen to the qawl of Allah Rabbul Izzah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever has the taqwa of Allah Rabbul Izzah, Allah promises, I will find the way out for him and provide for him from means he didn't anticipate. You will get your food and your provision. Your rizq and rizq is wasi' and wasi'. Allah Rabbul Izzah will give it to you from means you didn't anticipate. My time is short, I can't go into elaborations, but amidst the Salaf there are stories that Allah Rabbul Izzah provided for them from means that they didn't anticipate, wealth they couldn't count, and therefore this is the promise of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Wa Rabbul Kaaba, Allah is the same Allah. It happens even today in our times. Righteous Muslims, Allah Rabbul Izzah provides for them, and it's happened amidst yourselves from means you didn't know where this came from. And Allah Rabbul Izzah says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. This is your rewards in this life. And let's look at the Akhirah. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, جَلَّ سُبْحَانَهُ وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. سُبْحَانَ الْخَالِقِ. The whole Akhirah belongs to the people of taqwa. You're resurrected from your graves. There will be people who will be crawling on their faces. And you wonder how, but understand the Lord that made you walk on two on the legs today is able to make you walk on your face. The other day, قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ. We will resurrect those who have taqwa, the people of taqwa. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ تَقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ وَفْدًا أَيْ رُكْبَانًا. But the people of taqwa in the day of judgment when they're resurrected, they will come out and their horses ready, mounts ready for them. Come, ride to the meeting of your Lord. The day where others crawl on their faces, the day where others walk in fear. What is the state of the muttaqi when humankind are shaking, when the prophets are nervous? Allah Rabbul Izzah says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. The people of taqwa will be in a safe location. Allah will look after them. Then hisab is finished. Then the sirat is finished. And then comes the issue of Jannah or Jahannam. قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْ muttaqeen, and rush towards the mercy and forgiveness of your Lord, and the paradise, the expanse of which is the heavens and the earth, made for the people of taqwa. May Allah Rabbul Izzah instill taqwa in us, and put taqwa in us, and make us the people of taqwa. Now your 30 days of training is finished. Allah Rabbul Izzah placed it for you. 30 days of training is finished. Now you come to the world of reality. And subhanallah, I told my brothers last night, those who are with us here in i'tikaf, wa Rabbul Kaaba, as Maghrib came, you can sense the presence of shaitan all over again. Now the field starts again. You are in training. You are just, shaitan was locked up. Your whims and fancies were under control. Now the real battle starts. Now the soldiers put in battlefield. Shaitan is back. Your desires are back. Your shahawat are back. Stick to what Allah said. Stick to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And this is your success. I will conclude with this. Follow the month of Ramadan of fasting with the 6 days of fasting in Shawwal, and your Lord will include it for you as a whole year's fast. May Allah Rabbul Izzah accept from you your fast and from us ours, your salah and your qiyam, your ruku and your sujood. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله والحمد لله.